弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
当大家唱诗的时候，唱我用主的爱真诚来爱你，念慈姊妹特别叫我们看看周围的人。
When we're singing the hymn that I love you with the love of the Lord, Sister Nancy especially asks us to look around at the people around us.
甚至叫我们握握手 ，hug 一下。
Maybe we shake hands or hug each other.
我一转头，不小心看见我儿子在那边跟我打工作记。
And then I look around and my son was bowing to me. Because I told him yesterday, because of the seriousness of SARS, a lot of people dare not to shake hands anymore. So now in China, people greet each other like this. I think this is a very popular topic now for all conversations recently. I'm not saying that Christians will never get SARS.
但是我觉得我们基督徒应该每一个加起来用我们祷告的权柄。
But I believe all Christians should use this privilege to pray.
我记得以前我们有一次读到一篇文章叫做要为环境祷告。
I remember once read an article that we ought to pray over our situation.
每一个家庭我们都需要有人站在一个守望的地位上。
Every family ought to have a watchman.
我们带着家人一起来为这件事情祷告。
And we will lead our family to pray.
为着每一个仇敌可能攻击我们的管道来祷告。
To pray for every channel that can be attacked by the enemy.
让我们的神伸手来保护我们。
So that our God can stretch his hands to protect us.
盗贼来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the thief comes to kill, destroy, and steal.
主耶稣说我来是要叫人得生命并且得到更丰盛的生命。
But Lord Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life, more abundant life.
我们一起先读一段的圣经为了最近这件事情诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 91.
我念几节给弟兄姊妹听。
I'll read a few verses for you.
当我们读的时候我们也希望神把信心赐给我们。
When we read, I pray that the Lord will give us faith.
当众人在这样子的一件事情里面惶恐、寝食难安的时候
，When the world is in terror，
那我们要如何来面对这样子同样的事情
？How we are to face the situation？
九十一篇第一节
，Psalm 91 verse 1
到第七节
，through 7，
我们请一起同声的来读。
Let's all read together。
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说。他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，要投靠在他翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫。或是午间灭人的毒病，虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。这里提到我们第一个躲避这一切灾害的一个关键因素。
Here, we see the number one key factor to avoid any terror.
讲到我们知道我们怎样藏身在至高者的隐秘处。
Is to hide, to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
知道他是我们的主，他是我们的山寨，他是我们的磐石。
To know that He is our Lord, our refuge and our fortress.
我们把我们的全家，把我们的周围的人都借着祷告带到神的面前。
Through prayer, we ought to bring our whole family before God.
十四节。
Verse 14.
到十六节。
Through 16.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应允他。在急难中，我要与他同在。我要搭救他，使他尊贵。我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。弟兄姊妹在这里再一次讲到，我们要来专心的爱他。
Again, the Lord calls us to love Him wholeheartedly.
我们真专心靠他，真专心爱他。剩下的事就不要担心了。
If we truly love Him with all our hearts, then there's nothing else to worry about.
如果主真要我们去，离世与他同在，好的无比啊。
then if the Lord's will that we depart to meet Him, and that will be very wonderful. Let's have a prayer.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
认识你真好。
It's so good to know you.
你让我们在遭难，在这些灾难中，我们与世人有何等的不同。
So that we are so different in facing the plague.
虽然在这世上有苦难。
Even though there's a tribulation in this world.
有各样仇敌的伤害 和破坏。
All kinds of destructions and damage from the enemy.
但是你却应许我们在你里面有平安。
But yet you promise us there's peace in you.
但是你有一个裂开的磐石，可以让我们藏身在你怀中。
There's a rock that's been cleft for us to dwell.
让我们都学会专心的来靠你。
That we will learn to trust in you.
也让我们学会专心的来爱你。
And we will love you wholeheartedly.
我们不仅仅为着这样子的疾病，我们向你祷告。
Not only we pray for the sickness.
为着最近许多弟兄姊妹继续有人在失业。找不到工作的难处中，我们也向你祷告。
And we also pray for brothers and sisters who are still unemployed.
当整个外面的世界充满了各样风暴的时候
，When there's storm in this world，
主啊，你让我们的心还能够安息在你的怀中。
May our hearts rest in you.
显出你儿女们里面生命的尊贵和荣耀来。
To show this nobility and glory of children of God.
让我们真能够向世人证明，我们里面有个出人意外的平安。有个不能震动的平安。
To show the world that there's a peace surpassing all understanding and not shakable.
我们将我们在座的每一位都交在你的手里。
We commit every one of us into your hands.
保守我们在你的保护之中。
Keep us in your protection.
用宝血为我们划定界限。
And draw the boundary line for us with your precious blood.
我们也为着那么多的医护人员在那里。医治病人的时候，也求你祝福他们。
We also pray for so many medical staff that are taking care of patients.
当他们在那里牺牲自己服侍众人的时候
，When they are sacrificing their life to serve，
你用你的恩典来保护他们。
May you protect them with your grace.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听我们的祷告。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
今天早晨我们继续要来讲等候那座有根基的城。
This morning we'll continue our series to look forward to the city with foundation.
上个礼拜我们讲到我们的意向是什么。
Last week we talked about our vision.
弟兄姊妹，一个礼拜过去了哈，我说我要考弟兄姊妹，记不记得意向的定义是什么？
Now do you remember the definition of a vision?
什么叫做看见意向？
So what does it mean to see a vision?
有没有哪一个大能的勇士要回答我？
Any mighty man that can answer?
加油，快！都没有啊，下台了。有没有人？真的没有人啊！哎呦，不太低声。谢谢。
That was good.
我讲这么多次意向，你们从来不给我拍手的。
How come you never clap for me?
意向是圣灵将神永远的旨意向我们怎么样开启。
Vision is God's eternal will revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
它吸引我们。
And it will draw us.
并且会控制我们一切的生活、侍奉与言行。
And it will dominate our daily behavior, our living, and our service.
弟兄姊妹，真正圣经里面的所讲到意象跟神永远的旨意发生绝对的关系。
The visions in the Bible all relate to God's eternal will.
任何先知预言的恩赐在这里说到你将来发生的事，那不过是针对我们个人的事情就是了。
All prophecies regarding our individuals are only to our for ourselves.
圣经里面最关键最中心的讲到的意象是跟神永远的旨意发生关系。
But all the central prophecies in the Bible all relate to God's eternal will.
我们在道理里面可能已经听过好多遍了。
Maybe we have heard of this many times.
但是真正被开启是说到圣灵真是把神的旨意向我们开了。
But then when we say we truly see the vision, that's when the Holy Spirit reveal to us.
开了以后它会吸引我们。
When it's open up to us, it will draw us.
就像圣灵开启了我们的心，让我们看见基督是一切。
Just like when the Holy Spirit opened our heart, we get to see Christ is all.
从前我们只是感谢主，他赦免我们的罪，让我将来有永生的盼望。
Before we could only thank Him for giving us eternal life and save us from our sins.
可是当圣灵真把基督是我们的中心开始给我们的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit revealed to us that Christ is the center of our life,
我们就真要觉得基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
Then we truly believe that Christ is all and in all.
啊、不仅仅是我们的满足
Not only that, he's our satisfaction.
我们所有的需要在他里面可以得到满足
And all our needs can be met in him.
我们所有的缺乏在他的里面可以得到供应
All our needs can be supplied in him.
他是那位全有全足全丰的神
He's that all-sufficient God.
弟兄姊妹我们也发现当圣灵真开启基督是中心的时候
When the Holy Spirit revealed to us that Christ is the center.
我们甘心让主居首位甘心的来为他而活
that we're willing to give him the first place of our life and live for him
从前我们要把时间把力量把金钱奉献给他我们都要讨价还价舍不得
before we always have to struggle whenever we offer to him
可是当我们真看见他是主的时候
but if we truly see that he is the Lord
不管时间不管金钱不管我们的恩赐力量我们都知道是属他的
then we know that all our time all our gifts and all our life belong to him
那不管我们这个人圣经上说整个万有宇宙是为着他造的，借着他造的。
Not only ourselves, but the whole entire universe was created for him and by him.
启示录也说万物都是为着他而造的。
In the book of Revelation, it says all creation were created for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面就会那么甘心的让主在凡事上居首位。
Then we will be more than willing to give him the first place in our life.
我们在找工作的时候，找伴侣的时候。一个大事上我们会来寻求他
Whether in big events like looking for a job or a spouse
慢慢连我们在生活最小的事情上我们都会敬畏尊顺服他每一个小小的命令
Even the smallest details in our life we will honor and obey his commands
弟兄姊妹当我们真看见基督是中心的时候
If we truly see that Christ is the center
我们要像保罗说的活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
Then we'll be able to proclaim like Paul did It is no longer I but Christ that lives in me
我不仅仅会觉得整个世界不能够那样子满足我唯有基督是我的满足
Not only that we can feel nothing else but Christ can satisfy
我里面也不再觉得我是去侍奉别的神别的偶像乃是要侍奉主
I no longer want to serve any other God but the Lord
他是我生活的中心和目标
He's the center and the goal of my life
更进一步是他根本就是我的生命
He is just my life
保罗说我活着就是基督
Paul says to live is Christ
弟兄姊妹你要知道神永远的旨意真是把我们放在一个这么伟大的计划里面
So in God's eternal will he puts us in this glorious purpose
每一次当我们在这个意象面前去默想的时候就觉得我们实在很肤浅哈
Whenever we meditate before this vision, we feel ourselves are being very superficial.
好像我们才吃了苹果皮而已。
As if we have only tasted the skin of an apple.
我差点口误。我这个人有一个个性，就是喜欢好吃的东西留到后面吃。
I often like to save the best for the last.
先苦后甘。
So I like to taste the less first.
那我发现我儿子这个大儿子小的时候。有一天他在那里吃葡萄
I remember when my first son was young one day he was eating grapes
我们从来没教过他也没注意到他那天一看呢他把他放在他前面的十几颗葡萄每一个皮都先剥完把皮先吃掉了
and then he peeled off all the grapes about more than 10 of them
然后每一个葡萄好好的还留在那边然后他慢慢开始吃葡萄
and then he ate the skins first and then he savored the grapes
就是它里面 building 有我的基因在里面
And that he's got my genes
那弟兄姊妹我们很多的时候吃好像就吃完葡萄皮底下就没吃了
But then a lot of times we just finish eating the skins and then that's it
哦，神给我基督给我们的救恩太丰富了
How great is the salvation in Christ that God has given us
它不仅仅是我们的满足和喜乐
Not only that he is our satisfaction and joy
它真是我们的主啊
He is indeed our Lord.
而且他是我们的生命。
And he is our life.
这叫做基督是一切。
And that is Christ is all.
然后又住在一切之内。
And he is in all too.
说到他是我们的世界，他也是我们的生活了。
So that he is our world and he is our everyday life.
在我们每一天的生活 里面
in our everyday life,
在我们每一个遭遇的里面
every situation we encounter,
都可以来经历他
we can all experience him,
我们都可以来得着他
and we can obtain him,
我们都可以来流露他
and we can manifest him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做基督是一切又在一切之内
so that is Christ is all and in all.
所以我们需要圣灵一点一点地开我们的眼睛
may the Lord open our eyes.Little by little.
然后我们不再是道理里面知道。
So that we do not only understand it intellectually.
我们心里面真被开启的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们人生要起了大的改变。
When our hearts is opened and enlightened, there will be a great change in our life.
我讲到这边都舍不得跳到下一个题目去讲了。
It's very hard for me to go on to the next topic.
但是我想想，我过去十年里面大概70%-80%都是讲这一类的信息。
But then about 70% or 80% of my messages in the past 10 years are all about this.
我们真希望我们能够越来越深入。
May we go deeper in it.
如果基督不是我们生命和生活的中心。
If Christ is not the center of our life and the substance,
不用人责备我们
we do not need to be reproached by others.
将来见主的时候，最大的斥责和懊悔就是我们。
On that day when we meet the Lord, the greatest remorse will come from us.
我们会觉得我浪费了这么多的时间、青春和生命在这些不重要的事情。
We will regret and be sorrowful that we have wasted our life.
都是不能够存留到永远的事情。
We wasted on things that cannot last.
我有时候跟儿子们讲说，你们在上面 I am 跟同学聊天。
Sometimes I talk with my sons when you chat online.
你们花这么多时间在那里跟别人 chat.
You spend so much time chatting.
我说我能不能问你一件事情？上个礼拜你跟别人在 chat 用所有的聊天的内容，你记得都记不了。
May I ask you one thing? Do you still remember what you talked about when last week you chatted with your friends?
他们说，绝大部分都记不得。
They say, oh, most of it, no.
所以换句话说，那么多个小时都浪费了。
In other words, you have wasted all those hours.
因为什么？因为那些都不是很 meaningful 的在讲话嘛。
Because those were not meaningful conversations.
今天年轻人可能要抗议了。
The young brothers and sisters might protest.
你不妨试试看，你每个礼拜都想想看你上礼拜讲了些什么。
But I encourage you to try. Do you remember what you chatted last week?
你就发现，或者你上个礼拜大人也一样哈。你上个礼拜看电视看了些什么
？I would challenge the adults too. Do you remember the TV programs you saw last week?
有很多时候电视重播或者看到同样的东西，我们都以为没看过。后来儿子说看过了，我才想起来看过。
Sometimes we just look at the rerun without noticing it until some people remind us.
这些都是不能够存留到永远的东西。
None of these will last until eternity.
但是所有属灵的得着，大卫告诉我们：“我所得的，你为我持守。”
But all the spiritual gains will be kept by the Lord.
你忘记你过去的得胜没关系，主耶稣从来不忘记的。
If you forget about your past victory, that is okay. The Lord Jesus will not forget about them.
上次你跟先生吵架的时候，你为了主把气憋下来，对他温柔，对他顺服，你可能忘了，主没忘了。
If you surrender yourself last time you fought with your husband, and then you forget about it, that's okay. The Lord will remember.
怎么你自己大概不会忘，是先生忘了。
Maybe your husband will forget about it.
先生忘了没关系，主不会忘。
But the Lord will not forget.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要来追求永远。
Let's pursue for eternity.
今天早上我们要讲教会。
Today we want to talk about the church.
弟兄姊妹，教会太重要了。
It is such an important subject.
我们今天对教会的认为就是一个教堂。
To our mind, it seems like a church is just a building.
啊，或是有一些人在这里聚会。
Or like a gathering of a group of people.
啊，或是更进一步，是有一些基督徒在这里聚会。
Or a gathering of Christians.
弟兄姊妹，从某一面来说是对的。
It is true in some sense.
因为教会的这个意思，这个在原来的意思的定义里面，Ecclesia 就是指到一般的人，被特别招出来的一般人。
Because the original definition of the church is assembly of a group of people particularly called out by God.
那我们讲的教会呢，当然是被神召出来的人。
And then, so the church is a group of people called out by God.
那整个全世界有60亿的人。
There are about 6 billion people on earth.
那就是这一般人被神特别召出来。
And only this group of people were called out by God.
然后他们聚集在一起。
And that they gather together.
他们是为了一个特别的目的而聚集在一起。
For a special purpose.
有一个特别的使命在他们的身上。
Special mission.
这些人的聚集叫做教会。
And their gathering is called church.
所以教会不是外面的建筑啊。
So it's not just a material building.
也不是哪一个宗派或者哪一个教会的名字。
Or certain denomination or a name of a church.
教会真实的意义是永远是属灵的。
It's always spiritual.
他们是被这一位特别的神召出来的。
They were being called out by this special God.
他们是为了神特别的永远的旨意和使命被召出来的。
And they were called out for God's eternal will and purpose.
有一次我经过一个火灾的地方。
One time I went through a place they had a fire.
那很多救护车、这个消防车都跑来了。
All the fire engines and ambulance came.
然后我在旁边看的时候，那很稀奇的一件事啊。
When I was observing, something amazed me.
他除了这些消防车来，上面跳下来很多消防队员。
And then there were a lot of firefighters came out of the fire engine.
那这些都是正在值班的 on duty 的这些消防队员。
And these firemen were on duty.
然后我就发现很多开着普通自用轿车或者卡车的人也跑来了。
And then I saw some civilians driving their own cars.
他们有人可能就是穿着普通的衣服就跑来了。
They were wearing their daily common clothes.
有人卡车上可能还放着这个钓鱼竿。
And then some of them looks like they were on the way fishing.
他们有的人可能正在钓鱼，有人可能正在家里面割草。
They might be doing other things at home.
有人可能正在路上逛街或者正在 shopping.
Or they were probably shopping on the streets.
从外面看跟世界上的人你完全分不出来这些人是在干什么，跟一般人一样的。
And they're just like ordinary people.
当一个紧急的灾难，一个大灾难临到的时候，这些人都被扣了。
But then when the emergency comes, they were all called.
有一个招一下子临到他们，他们放下手边一切的工作，马上赶赴现场。
So when the call suddenly came to them, they came right away.
同样在 Target 买菜的人，为什么不是买菜？买东西的这些人突然跑出来了。
And these people might be shopping at Target, and they came out right away.
同样在湖边钓鱼的人，这些人突然放下鱼竿，收起来就赶走了。
They were probably fishing by the lake, and then all of a sudden they had to come.
因为他们跟世人不一样，他们身上有一个特别的身份和使命。
They were different because they had a different position and role.
弟兄姊妹，今天从外面看，我们跟世人好像不一样，好像差不多。
Just like we don't look any different from the rest of the world.
但是我们里面确实有特别的身份和使命在我们的身上。
But yet on us, there's a special calling and special mission.
我们常常在神的面前，在神旨意的面前有聚集。
So we often gather together before God's will.
当我们被聚集的时候
，Whenever we gather.
三件，我用为了简单，我只列三件三件重要的事情。
Three things we do.
第一个，我们一同来承受并且传扬神丰盛的救恩。
When we come together, we come together to inherit and preach the riches of the salvation.
哥林多前书第二章讲到说，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见。耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, No eyes have seen, and no ears have heard, and no heart has comprehended what the Lord has prepared for those who love Him.
神为我们预备的那个救恩呢，是你做梦都没想到的了。用白话说
，The salvation that the Lord has prepared for us is beyond our dream.
眼睛从来没看过，耳朵从来没听过。
Eyes has never seen and ears have never heard.
连人的心想都没想过。
And no mind have ever thought of.
弟兄姊妹，神却叫我们一同来承受这丰富的救恩。
But yet God called us to inherit this riches of salvation together.
所以换句话说，教会的第一层的意义和它的存在的目的。
So the first meaning and purpose of the existence of the church.
所以我们一同来承受。神丰盛的救恩
is that we together will inherit this riches of salvation.
The richness, 神那个丰富的救恩
This riches of the richness of God's salvation.
因为神的救恩太丰富了
How great is God's salvation?
但是神却叫我们一同来承受
Yet God wants us to inherit it together.
虽然我们个别也可以承受
Yes, indeed, we can inherit it individually.
但是个别能够承受的度量决定比不上团体所能够承受的。
But the extent of the inheritance individually is far less than when we inherit it corporately.
我打一个很简单的比方。
I'll give you a simple example.
我在这边有一个大玻璃杯。
Say that here I have a big tall glass.
它里面可以盛装祝福。
And it can contain blessings.
那就把你最爱喝的，在你最需要的时候可以带给你。
And it will bring to you when you most need it.
但是我请问弟兄姊妹，如果我现在把这个玻璃杯
，But say now I hold this cup.
我把它打碎成一千片。
And then I break the glass to 1,000 pieces.
每一个都这样碎碎的一点点。
And every piece is just a tiny piece.
然后那一小片，我拿起来盛装。你所要喝的这个果汁和祝福。
And then I use one little piece to contain the juice or the drink that you want to have.
我把这一千个小片所能盛装的全部加起来，请问比得上这一个大杯子所能盛装的吗？
Then if I add up what these 1,000 pieces can contain, can it be compared to what the original glass contains?
恐怕连1%都达不到的。
It's probably less than 1%.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们常常认为说我爱主就好了。
A lot of times we feel it's good enough if I love the Lord.
我在家里面爱主就好了。
It's good enough that I love the Lord at home.
弟兄姊妹，这是不认识教会的人。
When we say that, we do not know church.
啊，神要教会今天站在一个地位，叫做蒙恩的地位。
Because God has placed church in this of gracious place.
因为罗马书第五章也告诉我们，我们现在是站在借着他因信得以站在现在。所在的恩典中
like the book of Romans says, we are now in grace.
今天教会是站在一个地位上。
So we are in this position of grace.
叫做承受恩典的地位。
This place that we inherit, we accept the grace.
元首一切的丰富和祝福要流到身体的。
And all the riches of the head will flow down to the body.
所以诗篇133篇说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。它好比贵重的油，要从亚伦的头上流到胡须，流到他的衣襟。
Psalm 133 says, "How precious that when brothers live in harmony, it's like the precious anointing oil that coming down, poured on the head and coming down to the mustache."
刚才我们唱的诗歌说，教会的元首已经坐在天上了，对不对
？The hymn we just sang, the head of the church is now enthroned in heaven.
他已经被升高了。
He's been anointed by God.
他因为完全得胜，升到荣耀里面去，是父神降下的所应许的圣灵，用圣膏油膏了他。
Because he has obtained complete victory, therefore he was exalted and he was completely anointed.
圣灵全备的祝福今天从元首的头上开始往下流。
Now the complete fullness of the blessing is flowing down to the body from the head.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说，教会是他的身体。
Therefore, the book of Ephesians says the church is his body.
他是元首。
He's the head.
我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
圣膏油已经高到元首的头上了。
The holy anointing oil has poured down on the head.
这个圣膏油现在要从他的头上流到胡须，流到衣襟了，遮盖全身。
And now it's flowing down from the head to the mustache and to the garment.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到神要赐祝福给我们。
So God is going to bless us.
所以请弟兄姊妹每一次来参加教会聚会的时候
So every time we come to the meetings
你千万不能小看自己的预备
Please do not take lightly your own preparation
千万不要小看圣徒们的聚集
Please do not take lightly the gathering of saints
千万不要以为只是礼拜天例行的聚会而已
Do not take it as a Sunday routine
它跟我们个人在家里面亲近神大不一样
It's drastically differentfrom our drawing to the Lord alone at home.
当我们奉主的名以教会的名义在神儿子面前聚集的时候有大事要发生的。
When we gather together in his name, something great will happen.
我们要承受元首一切丰富的祝福。
We will inherit his glorious rich from the head.
所以弟兄姊妹我们带着这样子的期望来参与教会的每一个聚会和侍奉。
Let's participate in every gathering and service with such expectation.
我们姊妹翻译真好，她用 participate， 她不是用 attend， 不是来参加一个聚会。
So we do not attend a meeting, but to participate.
Attending a meeting 跟 participating a meeting 是完全不同的境界，弟兄姊妹。
There's a big difference between attending and participating.
我想我停下来半分钟。
I'll pause a little.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在自己问自己一个问题。
Now let's ask ourselves a question.
你觉得你今天早上来教会，是来参加一个聚会，还是参与一个聚会
？Do we come to the meeting this morning to attend or to participate?
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的不同。
There's a big difference here.
所以你们一定要摸着我在这里要说的是什么。
Please understand what I'm trying to say here.
如果我只是参加一个聚会，
If I'm just here to attend a meeting,
就跟我去电影院看电影或是去别的地方参加一个聚集是一样的，我只是去参加而已。
It's almost like when I go to a movie theater or go some to attend a gathering.
但是参与 participate 就不一样。
But it is different when we participate.
我把我自己的这一份摆进来。
Because I will involve myself.
我把我的渴慕摆进来。
I will put out my portion and my longing and my prayers.
我把我自己的这一份摆进来。
My portion.
所以我整个人是预备好的。
So I'm ready.
让圣灵感动我。
If the Holy Spirit moves me,
让诗歌感动我。
And when a hymn moves me,
在波平的里面被主的爱感动的时候。
If I'm touched by the Lord's love,
我们都起来开口祷告。
And we will pray.
我们摆出我们自己的那一份来。
And we will offer our own portion.
当我们在这里唱诗的时候，
When we sing hymns,
我们就口唱心和的来赞美主。
And we will sing with our heart and mouth.
我们在旁边看他们敬拜团怎么带领我们。
So we're not here to observe the worship team.
而是我整个人就参与这个敬拜。
But I will participate. I will involve myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里承受这个大的祝福啊。
We're here to inherit great blessing.
所以教会聚会的好坏。决定跟多少弟兄姊妹真正的参与发生关系的。
So the quality of a church gathering is proportional to the participation of the saints.
决定不是根据一个人。
And it's not up to one individual.
不是根据少数人。
Or the minorities.
假如我今天跟你们说，我们要演一个白雪公主的歌剧啊。
Say like today, if we want to put up a drama, the Snow White play.
啊，我做了很多的邀请信，大家都来了。
And we invited a lot of people to come.
等到那个荧幕打开来的时候，
And when finally, the play starts,
从头到尾都是余弟兄一个人在演。
And then, there was only Brother Yu alone on the stage from the beginning to the end.
我不要讲我好了，因为我不是一个很吸引人。假装都是修华在演好了。
Say if only Christine is on the stage all the time.
好，那白雪公主是她演。
So, she's the Snow White.
那几个小侏儒也是她演。
She was also the dwarfs.
啊，那个坏皇后也是她演。
And also the vicious queen.
反正里面所有出现的东西都是她来演，她换个声音就是了。
So she will change her voice and play all characters.
就算她的演技是全世界第一流的。
Even if she were the best actress in the world.
跟你真正看见那个白雪公主真正那种歌剧表演的时候，那个感觉差多少？
But then how?Different would it be from a real Snow White play?
大家各在各的角色上扮演好自己那一份。
When you see a good one, you see all characters play in their own role.
你的感觉就是那个是太丰富的。
And you will see this is so rich.
那今天薛华演的再好，你总是觉得缺了一些东西。
With one actress, no matter how good she is, you always feel that you're missing something.
弟兄姊妹，教会好就是弟兄姊妹来到神家，我们都来唱诗赞美他。
So when the church is good, all saints will participate and praise him.
波饼聚会好，是因为弟兄姊妹的心都在主的身上，都把自己摆进来。
If we have a good breaking of bread meeting, it's when all saints participate and put our hearts.
如果弟兄姊妹你觉得波饼聚会很无聊，
If you feel the breaking of bread meeting is very boring,
在那里耗时间，
and you feel it's a waste of time,
弟兄姊妹很可能我们只是参加了波饼聚会。我们没有参与这个聚会。
It's possible that we only come to the breaking of bread meeting, but we do not participate.
我们没有把我们的心、把我们的爱、把我们的灵放在主的身上。
We have not offered our heart and our love to the Lord.
这是讲到教会聚会的第一方面。
So this is the first aspect of church gathering.
那第二方面讲到教会的聚集是一同来完成神的旨意。
Second meaning of the church gathering is to fulfill God's will together.
今天早上我们没有时间去讲神永远的旨意。
This morning we do not have time to talk about God's eternal will.
但是神把他永远的旨意托付了给基督和教会。
But yet he has entrusted his eternal will to Christ and church.
那基督已经完成了他那一部分。
And Christ has accomplished his part.
所以他已经回到天上去。
Therefore he returned back to heaven.
所以以弗所书三章十九节那边为什么说，但愿他在教会中并在基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19 says, May he be glorified in church
and
Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
那基督已经，神在基督身上已经得到荣耀了。
Because God has already been glorified through Christ.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说父啊，他说我来了，为了要遵从你的旨意行。
When Jesus was on earth, he says, Father, I have come to obey your commands.
他已经完成了他所有的旨意。
He has accomplished God's will.
完成到一个地步，他不需要留在地上。
To a point that he no longer needed to stay here.
他可以升天回去了。
He could go back to heaven.
因为他的部分全部完。
Because his part he has done it already.
今天他在圣灵的里面回到教会来。
Now he has returned back to church in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，哥林多前书告诉我们，我们借着一个圣灵被浸到一个身体，一个 body 里面。
In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that we are all entering into one body through the Spirit.
想到我们在座这么多个人，我们现在被神放在一个身体的里面。
Not only that, all of us here are put together in one body.
我们乃是跟基督被浸，也浸成了一个身体了。
We are even incorporated as one body with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做教会？
So what is a church?
教会如果从基督的角度来讲的话，它是团体的基督。
So it's like a corporate Christ.
那个人的基督是指2000年前拿撒勒人耶稣。
When we talk about individual Christ, we refer to the Jesus of the Nazarene 2000 years ago.
神的生命在他里面。
God's life was in him.
他在地上彰显了神的荣耀。
On earth, he manifested God's glory.
他在地上完成了神的旨意。
And he accomplished God's will on earth.
然后他完全得胜，他回到天上去了。
With complete victory, he returned back to heaven.
那什么叫做教会？
So what is a church?
今天是基督在圣灵里面重新回到地上。
In the spirit, Christ came back to the church.
他成了每一个蒙恩罪人里面的生命。
He became the life of all who are saved.
而我们这些所有蒙恩的罪人，这些基督徒，在基督里面成为一个身体。
All of us who are saved now become one body in Christ.
基督是元首，我们是他的身体。
Christ is the head, and we are his body.
这叫做团体的基督。
So this is a corporate Christ.
所以四福音讲到个人的基督。
So the four gospel books tell us about this individual Christ.
讲到拿撒勒人耶稣在地上所说所行所做。
All what Jesus of the Nazarene has done on earth.
从使徒行传开始
But starting from the book of Acts,
讲到圣灵的行传或是教会的行传
It's the story of the Holy Spirit and the church.
基督现在在教会里面，在众人里面，他一样在这里，要来彰显神的荣耀，要来完成神的旨意。
Today, Christ is also in the saints and in church.And he will fulfill God's will and manifest God's glory.
所以弟兄姊妹要知道，教会在地上一个很大的使命，跟当初耶稣来到地上是一样的。
So church today has the same mission as that day when Christ was here.
他们要来完成，要来遵行，要来完成神的旨意。
To obey and fulfill God's will.
那弟兄姊妹，这就需要我们在主的面前能够合一了。
Therefore, we need to be one.
那合一是中文翻的哈，把不同的合成一个。那在英文里面就是 oneness， 根本就是一个。
We have to be in oneness。
弟兄姊妹，我不是去看看，哎呀，这个国豪弟兄的手很壮啊，我要敲他的手。
We're not saying that we can just go pick a strong hand。
然后威廉弟兄的腿很壮啊，我敲他的腿。
I will pick Brother William's leg because that's strong too。
然后某某弟兄的脑筋很聪明，我要他的那个脑筋。
Or we want someone else's brain。
然后我们把它合成一个。
And then we put together as one person。
真有这样子的人的话，我们全部都跑回家去了。
If there's such a person, we will all run away。
教会不是这样合起来的。
This is not how church was put together。
教会已经就是一个。
Because church was this oneness already.
圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
Because the Holy Spirit has put us together as one person.
我们在一的里面来见证，来完成神的旨意。
And in this oneness, we testify and we fulfill God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌最要攻击的就是这件事情。
And this is something the enemy loves to attack the most.
每一个人都有自己的看法。
Because every one of us has our own opinions.
每一个人都有自己的喜好。
And our preferences.
每一个人都有自己的传统跟观念。
And our tradition and concepts.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在神家摆在一起的时候。
So when we are put together in God's house.
如果我们不认识教会。
If we do not know about church.
如果我们不知道什么叫做身体的话。
We do not know what a body is.
那这个教会就早晚跟门结党出问题。
Sooner or later, this church will be divided.
记不记得上次我哥哥在这里讲的时候，他说，这个只要有两个人。大家就可以不和，就可以相争。
Last time when my brother came, he says, as long as there are two people, there might be quarrels and might be divisions.
三个人就可以开始分门结党，对不对
？And then when there are three, there will be a dissension and politics.
我忘了他讲四个就可以干嘛？
I forgot what he said when you have four people.
弟兄姊妹，一个人的时候，我们这个人原封未动，我们都不知道自己里面是什么情形。
When we are all by ourselves alone, and we are untouched, we do not know the true condition of our.
两个人一摆在一起的时候，你就发现问题了。
But when you put two people together, there will be some problems.
那其实中国话也早就说了，对不对？一个和尚打水喝，两个和尚挑水喝，三个和尚没水喝。
There's an old Chinese saying that when there's only one monk, he can drink water sufficiently, but when there are two, and then they share, but when there are three monks, they don't get any water to drink.
人只要跟其他的人在一起，那么就我们里面的很多的问题都被暴露出来。
When we are put together with others, many of our internal problems will be exposed.
不要说马路上不认识的人，就连你当初千挑万选当自己的太太、当先生的那一位。两个人要完全合一，你都知道是多难的事情。
Let's not even mention about strangers, but even with our beloved spouse, it is so hard to achieve this oneness.
所以今天教会在地上有第二个重大的使命。
So the second great commission of the church on earth.
就是我们在义的里面，我们要来完成神的旨意。
Is to fulfill God's will in oneness.
在神的旨意和他喜悦的面前，我可以把我自己一切的看法放下。
That I'm willing to lay down myself for His glory and His pleasing.
我可以把我的在乎，把我的喜好，愿意在神的旨意面前放下来。
I'm willing to lay down my preferences before God.
这叫做以基督耶稣的心为心。
This is how we achieve let this mind of Jesus be ours.
所以教会的原则是同命、同心、同前途。
So the principle of operation at church is that we share the same life, the same heart, and the same future.
因为我们只有一个命呢。
Because we only have one life.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the life of Christ.
我们只有一个心。
We only have one heart.
以耶稣基督的心为心。
The mind, the heart of Jesus Christ.
我们只有一个前途。
And we only have one future.
将来他要率领众子进到荣耀里去。
On that day, he will lead all sons into glory.
所有不是荣耀的，通通进不到里面去。
Anything that is not of glory will not enter into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们被神摆在地上。
So today we are still on earth.
我们真是要抓住机会，彼此切实相爱。
We ought to take every opportunity to love one another.
我们能够真正的在这里彼此扶持，彼此成全。
That we will try to support and try to build up each other.
我记得有一次我讲到几年前这个 Billy Graham 格里汉布道团来到 San Jose.
Several years ago, when Billy Graham Crusade came to San Jose.
那天我们在聚会的时候。
That day during the meeting.
我坐在很远很远的二楼那高高顶上。
We sat on a way back balcony.
离他太远了，就是远远看到他而已。
So we could only see him from far away.
旁边有弟兄姊妹戴着望远镜，我就给他借过来看。
So I borrowed someone's binocular.
那当我正看的时候
，So when I look at the stage.
那他们三个老同工，已经是五十多年的老同工了。
His team of three coworkers, they've been coworkers for over 50 years.
那个 I'd rather have Jesus 的那个叫什么？一下忘记他薛伯利还是？忘记他名字，他们三个同工了超过五十年，都是白发。
All three co-workers worked together for over 50 years.
那格里汉医生有点咳嗽，身体不舒服，他们一个倒水，一个好像在拍拍他，三个白头发在我的望远镜里面看到。
I was able to see these three brothers serving each other, and they were all in their gray hairs.
我心里面就很感动了。
And my heart was greatly touched.
弟兄姊妹，他们个人有个人的长处和恩赐。
They all had their gifts and their strengths.
我也决定相信他们个人有不同的个性。
I truly believe they all have different personalities too.
但是他们在一个这么伟大的福音使命面前，在神的旨意面前，他们能够这样和谐同心的来侍奉神。
But under this great commission before God, they were able to serve in one accord.
教会第三件事情是要一同来彰显神的荣耀。
The third mission of the church is to glorify, to manifest God's glory together.
刚才我讲过，道成肉身的耶稣基督来到地上。
When Jesus came in flesh to the earth.
他一方面把福音带来，把神的救恩带来。
On one hand, he brought God's salvation.
一方面他来，他说我来了是要来。来遵行你的旨意，为了要照着你的旨意行。
And then, he also says, "I have come to follow your will."
而另外一方面呢，他 他来是把神的荣耀给彰显出来。
And he also came to manifest God's glory.
这是道成肉身里面非常重要的几个关键的原因。
And these are the reasons for word becoming flesh.
所以约翰福音第一章告诉我们，从来没有人看过神。
First chapter of John says, "No one has seen God."
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the beloved Son in His bosom manifested Him.
人看见了耶稣，就如同看见了神。
When men saw Jesus, they saw God.
这就是希伯来书第一章告诉我们的，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
So He is the radiance of God's glory and the true substance of God Himself.
开我玩笑说，你儿子在马路上走迷了路都不会掉的，人家都知道是你的儿子。
Some people joke that you don't have to worry about that your son get lost because people can easily recognize he's your son.
那一样两个小小的眼睛。
Because we both have small eyes.
那很喜欢走路，两个手放在后面走。
And we like to pace with arms behind us.
那弟兄姊妹，这个还是外面的像。
But these are the outward likeness.
那主耶稣在地上，没有人见过神。但是见到他就如同见到神。
But when Jesus was on earth, whenever people saw Jesus, they saw God.
因为他把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Because he shone God's glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He's the radiance of God's glory and the real substance of God himself.
个人的基督是这样，教团体的基督也是负着同样的使命。
So the individual Christ was like this, so will be the corporate Christ.
今天教会在地上负责第三个重要的使命。
The third commission that we have on earth as a church.
将神的荣耀，将基督的丰满彰显出来。
Is to manifest God's glory and to show forth the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我以前讲过，没有时间多讲了。好，丰满跟丰富不一样。
I mentioned before, there's a big difference between abundance and fullness.
The fullness and richness 是不一样的。
There's a difference between fullness and richness.
你可能很丰富。
You might be very rich.
但是不见得丰满。
But you might not be full.
我打了两个简单的比方，一粒种子。
It's like a grain of.
所有生命成长的特质所需要的因素，它都存在。
It's like a grain of seed. It has all the nature and characteristics of a life.
它是真的，但是它没有达到丰满的境界。
It's a real life.But it hasn't achieved its fullness.
你不知道它是什么。
You don't know what that is.
等它落在地里死了。
Until it falls on the ground and dies.
等到它长大成熟。
When it grows out and become mature.
等到它开花结果。
And blossom and then bear fruit.
我们说这一个丰富的种子达到了它丰满的境界。
And then finally, we will say this seed has reached its fullness.
我把一个整个圣何塞这么大的一个金沙矿交给你。
If I give you a big gold mine,
你会说我很丰富了。
You might say I'm not rich.
但是没有达到丰满。
But you haven't reached your fullness.
因为平均大概要五吨的这个金沙矿可以提炼出一盎司的真正的 pure gold.
Because in average, out of 5 tons of gold sand, you can only get less than 1 ounce of pure gold.
整个圣何塞的金沙矿，那你很 rich.
So you might own a big gold mine, and you say you're very rich.
但是这个 rich 的 gold mine 没有达到它的 fullness.
But then you might not reach your fullness.
必须经过火炼。
Unless this gold goes through a refiner's fire.
把所有的掺杂给除掉了。
And all the impurities will be removed.
还需要经过金匠的制作捶打。
And going through the work of a goldsmith.
让它能够定型成为金灯台。
So that it will finally become a golden lampstand.
然后我们可以拿到神的圣殿里面成为金灯台。
And it can become the gold lampstand in God's temple.
圣经上讲到教会是金灯台的见证，对不对？
The Bible tells us church is to testify.Like the golden lampstand.
从丰富到丰满中间有过程。
So there is a process to go from being rich to being full.
有生命长大成熟的过程。
And this is the process of maturity.
有生命被制作炼净的过程。
And also the process of being worked on, refined.
今天我们说我们是一个教会。
Today we say we are a church.
我们只能说我们是一个蒙恩的儿女们，对不对？
We can only say we are children of God saved by grace.
我们离到一个教会丰满的见证，我们还差远了。
It's still far away for us to reach the fullness of Christ.
我们聚会里面连享受这个 richness 我们都享受得很有限。
And this, we can't even enjoy fully the richness of Christ.
我们在 oneness 里面来顺从神的旨意，达到的程度也还很有限。
And then we have only reached a very limited amount of oneness in obedience.
更不要说我们如果要羡慕成为基督丰满的彰显，弟兄姊妹，我们真是有好多的路要走啊。
So there's still a long way for us to go.
弟兄姊妹，我们的信息真是有限，时间很有限。
Our time is short.
所以我在这里讲到的三个点 ，richness, oneness, and fullness.
Three things we talk about: richness, oneness, and fullness.
你把它这三个字的第一个字拿出来。倒过来，我把它写成 for Christ.
And then we abbreviate these three words, it will become for Christ.
For Christ 是教会存在的意义和价值。
For Christ is the meaning and the value of church's existence.
如果一个教会自称为教会，
if we call ourselves church,
人来到这里不能够承受神的救恩、神的祝福、神的爱。
But when man comes, they cannot inherit God's salvation, God's love.
这个教会也不能流露，不能传扬神的救恩、神的爱、神的祝福。
And this church cannot preach God's salvation, God's love and blessing.
不能够让人感觉到神在我们中间。
And people cannot feel that God is among us.
我们已经在第一关上我们就失败了，不是一个合神心意的教会。
Then we have failed our first commission.
教会第二方面的挑战讲到我们在义的里面。愿意来遵行神的旨意，让神的旨意成就在我们身上。
The second challenge is that we ought to obey and fulfill God's will in oneness.
而第三方面，讲到我们在这里要来成为神荣耀的彰显。
And we will become the manifestation of God's glory.
成为基督丰满的见证。
And the testimony of the fullness of Christ.
今天我们背诵的经文，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The memory verse is Church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
有英文的翻译，不是充满万有者所充满的，是说是那充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
弟兄姊妹，这是神心意中要得到的教会。
And that is the church of God's heart.
希望这样子的教会成为我们的激励，而不是成为我们的一个 discouragement。
May such a church become our goal and our encouragement.
能够激励我们在主的面前更好好的来聚会。
That will be encouraged to have better and better meetings.
我们彼此对对方太重要了。
Because we're so important to one another.
我们能不能承受更丰富的救恩，在乎是不是每一个人摆进来。
Whether we can receive even a more abundant blessing is up to how we participate.
我们能不能真正有义的见证，在于我们是不是真正能够在基督的旨意面前降服下来。
Whether we have this testimony of oneness depends on if we can surrender ourselves before God's will.
也盼望神的丰满和荣耀在我们中间出现。
May God's glory and fullness be shown among us.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, our hearts thank you.
主啊，你在地上真的是行完了神的旨意。
You have accomplished God's will on earth.
你在地上也真是随时随处彰显了神的荣耀。
And everywhere, anytime, you manifest God's glory.
当你在十字架上说成了的时候，
When you say it is finished on the cross,
那全备的救恩都为我们做成了。
You have accomplished the complete salvation for us.
今天教会在这里，真是在这里承受着丰盛的救恩。
And today, church is inheriting this rich salvation.
教会在这里也何等希望能够效法你的榜样来遵行神的旨意。
And how we wish to follow your footsteps to fulfill God's will.
也能够在这里彰显神的荣耀。
And to manifest God's glory.
主啊，我们真是要将这个聚会交在你的手中。
We commit this church into your hands.
怜悯我们在你面前的亏欠和贫穷。
Have mercy on our poverty.
怜悯我们在你面前常有的软弱。
And our weaknesses.
主啊，但愿这些话既然是你摆在圣经里面，
Since you have put these words in the Bible，
你不让我们轻看它，
Do not let us take it lightly，
不让我们的生活完全是以自己为中心，
So that we will no longer live a self-centered life，
哦，帮助我们看见这荣耀的意象，
Help us to see this glorious vision，
让它真正的来吸引我们，
That they will draw us，
也让我们甘心的愿意为这个意象而活着，
That we're willing to live for this vision，
好让我们每一次聚会的时候，
So that every time we gather together，
好像天向我们是打开来的，
As if the heaven is open to us，
天上的祝福不再受到任何的拦阻能够倾倒下来，
Nothing will block heavenly blessings to us，
神的同在那么真实的在我们的中间，
And we long to have this precious presence of God，
而弟兄姊妹都同心合意的来侍奉你，
That we will serve you in one accord，
都同心合意的来赞美你，
And we will praise you in one accord，
都同心合意的来高举你，让你的旨意通行，
And we will exalt you and your will in one accord，
主谢谢你，
Lord we thank you，
继续来对我们说话，
Continue to speak to us，
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
In your name we pray， Amen。
我们继续唱140首，我们接着我们的播饼，
We'll sing hymn 140 and we will have our breaking of bread meeting。